Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
Folks, we are back again this evening to bring you more testimonies from some of the kids here at the ranch. I mentioned last evening that this is not all the kids at the ranch. We've got more kids than we try and record with, but we gave them the opportunity. Nobody was forced to come in and be on the radio. We gave them the opportunity to come and just share a bit of what they're thankful for and what their experience has been like at Ware's Valley Ranch. Because I can tell you this, the kids who came in are genuinely thankful. They really are grateful. They're grateful for the ranch. They're grateful for those of you who support the ranch and make it possible for them to be here on scholarships. It is only God's provision that enables us to do this. And when you hear these children, I wish you could see their faces. When you hear these children just expressing their gratitude and talking about what they've experienced here at the ranch, it warms the heart. So if you haven't been to the website, wvr.org, please go there and watch the three-minute video on the opening page. But right now, let's hear from some of the children at the ranch. I have two lovely young ladies who are in the studio with me right now, and I want them to introduce themselves. You can give just your first name.
I'm Layla.
Layla and?
I'm Savannah.
Savannah. Now, Layla, you're how old?
12.
12 years old. Savannah, you're how old?
13 years old.
13 years old. Layla, you've been here how long?
4 years.
4 years. And Savannah, you've been here how long?
2.5 years.
2.5 years. Since you've been here, do you feel like you've learned anything?
Yes, sir.
All right. I think you have. You act like you have. And we're talking, you've made progress in school. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Would you say your overall learning situation has improved? You know better now how to study, and you're learning a whole lot of stuff in school?
Yes, sir, very much.
Good. Do you feel like you've also learned anything spiritually?
Yes, sir. I've learned a lot about the Bible and how God can change us.
Do you feel like he's changing you?
Yes, sir.
I do, too. And that's pretty wonderful.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Savannah? You've been here not as long as Layla, but tell us, what do you feel like has helped you while you've been here?
I think my grades and my schooling has been better, and the way I've acted, way I've been changed, know more about the Bible and how Jesus saved me.
Mm-hmm. What did he do to save you?
I was introduced to a movie called I'm Not Ashamed about Rachel Scott.
Mm-hmm.
She is a... she died for her faith,
mm-hmm.
and God used that story to help change me, and also another girl, Cassie Burnell, who mm-hmm. also died at the same school mm-hmm. for her faith, and mm-hmm. so God used them to help change me.
Now, nobody is pointing a gun at you right now, but when you go home over Thanksgiving, you're going to have to make decisions about whether you're going to live for Jesus or whether you're going to fall back into doing some things you shouldn't be doing. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And are you kind of leaning one way or the other as far as what you want to do when you get home?
I'm trying. I want to do what's right and do what Jesus says. I'm not trying to do the other bad things, so.
Okay. But that takes determination, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
So get ready before you go home.
Yes, sir.
Understand? Pray hard and realize, If I'm not doing well at home, maybe I ought to call the folks at the ranch and say, help! Okay?
Yes, sir.
We've had that happen before, and I want you to know you can do that.
Yes, sir.
All right. Layla, yes, sir. You are how old?
I'm 12.
12 years old. And you are learning a ton in school, growing in your faith, and that's changing the way that you relate to the adults here and the way you relate to other students, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
A lot.
Yes, sir.
We have a levels system here. Mm-hmm. What level are you right now?
I'm level 2.
You're level 2. That's a promotion.
Yes, sir.
And that means in order to be level 2, we have to believe that you not only know how to do things like do your own laundry, but that you can be trusted to tell the truth most of the time.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Would you say that was a change in you?
Yes, sir, very much.
Very much. Well, we're proud of you.
Thank you.
God bless you. Savannah, you're what level right now?
Level 2.
You're level 2. What do you want to be?
I'm working on getting level 3.
Okay. In order to be level 3, you have to be how old?
I have to be 14.
And you are how old right now?
13.
So by the time you turn 14, do you think you can have stepped up as far as the responsibilities and trustworthiness and all of that to make it to level 3?
Yes, sir.
Do you think that if you did a really good job over the holiday, that that might be a major step forward in your growth?
It might be.
I think it would be. All right. So let's work on that.
Yes, sir.
All right. Who doesn't want you to do well?
Satan.
Exactly. Why would you want to go along with him? Don't. It would be a bad mistake.
Yes, sir.
All right. He's ending up in a bad place. You don't want to go there. The only way that any of us can go to heaven is not based on our good conduct. It's based on what Jesus did on the cross. And when you know what he did on the cross out of love for you, it changes the way that you want to live because you want to please him, not in order to go to heaven, but because you're going to heaven. And so let's live like it. Let's live like people who don't belong here anymore. We're on our way to someplace much better.
Yes, sir.
All right. God bless you guys. Anything you especially want to share that you're thankful for?
I'm thankful for the donors that like donate the money so we can do fun things and go fun places. And like they give scholarships to kids who don't have, whose parents can send them here, but they don't have enough money to send them here.
Good. We have never turned anybody away for lack of funds, but that is made possible because of the donors out there who give.
Yes, sir.
We don't take any government funds, and we never say to a family, well, I'm sorry if you can't come up with the money, your child can't come. God always provides the money, and we are very grateful for that. And I'm glad you know that because they not only pay for you to do fun things, they pay for you to have electricity and heat and food and all that stuff, mm-hmm. Okay? Anything you're especially thankful for, Savannah?
Yes, sir. I'm thankful for the roof over our head, mm-hmm. and a family to live with and a community to grow and
praise God
and to live with and just have friends that love you. And even when you come here, if you had mistakes you did in your past life, you know that people here will love you.
Good. Praise God. Thank you both for sharing that.
You're welcome.
God bless you.
Thank you.
I have two more ladies in the studio with me right now. And on this side is?
Rayleigh.
Rayleigh, and you are how old?
12.
12 years old. And you've been at the ranch how long?
2 months.
2 months. This is?
Justine.
Justine, you've been here how long?
1 month.
1 month, and you're how old?
13.
13 years old. Both of these young ladies live at Pleasant Hill. And we are delighted to have them. Pleasant Hill is a good name for that place. What are the house parents like? Are they nice?
Yeah. Yes.
You should know that their house mom is standing right here in the studio also. But it's true. They are nice. We have wonderful staff who actually love the kids. And the reason they love the kids is because they love Jesus, and Jesus loves the kids. Now, you've been here, both of you, just a short time.
Yes, sir.
But would you say that already there's been an impact on your life?
Yes.
Yes.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. A good impact, I trust.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I wish you could see the faces. What would you say has really you've noticed about this place that's different?
Saying yes, ma'am, and yes, sir, but also learning more about Jesus and, mm-hmm. like, the Bible.
Good. And Justine, what would you say?
How much people care about each other.
mm-hmm. and how much they care about Jesus.
Good. Well, I'm very glad to hear that. That's my observation, too. I adopted four kids years ago, and the oldest of the three from Ukraine said to me after he'd been here a while, going to our school, living with us, he said, "Papa, the ranch is good people." And I said, "Well, I'm glad you feel that way. It's true." I said, do you know why? And he said, "No, sir." And I said, "It's because they love Jesus." And he said, "Oh." Well, it wasn't very long before he learned to love Jesus, because Jesus loves him. And Jesus loves you ladies. And I want to be sure that you really learn to believe that. May take a while. Took him a while to really believe it. You know, these people are nice and they're all about Jesus, but is this real? It's real. It's real. And we want you to know it. Justine, you are from where?
Georgia.
And you are from?
Tennessee.
Reasonably close in Tennessee? Or?
Yes, Sevierville.
Okay, Sevierville. So this being in the mountains was not a total change for you. You're from here. And what about you? Are you from the mountains of North Georgia or other parts of Georgia?
I'm from the city.
You're from the city. Okay. Well, I lived in the city for a little over 6 years down in Atlanta, and it's different, very different up here.
Yep.
A lot of people said, you know, how could you give that up? And I said, God called us. God graciously called us. Every time I go back to preach in Atlanta, I love the people. I hate the traffic. So I'm happy now to be up here. Tell us, what are some of the things you really enjoy as far as fun here at the ranch?
The horses.
You love the horses?
Yes.
I think that's good. In order to get to have riding lessons and that kind of thing, what do you have to do?
I get to, like, groom them and feed them on bond chores.
Okay.
And, like, lead them.
Okay. And you enjoy that?
Yes, sir.
And don't you have to be, like, level two in order to get riding lessons?
Yes.
Okay. So are you working on level two?
Yes, I'm trying.
Good. Okay. And that takes effort. Okay. Yeah. There are several things you have to accomplish in order to get level two, at which point there are a number of privileges that come with it. And what about you? I know both of you, obviously, because you've been here such a short time, you have to start at level one. But what are some things that you enjoy getting to do, even though you're a level one?
I get to go outside, like, every day, and I enjoy the nature and the scenery and how pretty it is compared to, like, the city. Mm-hmm. Where there's, like, cars everywhere and, like, buildings, and here it's just, like, trees and stuff.
Good. Well, we're glad that you are enjoying that. Very glad. There are a lot of animals here, aren't there?
Yes.
Yes.
Besides the horses, what else have you noticed around the place?
Cats. Dogs, cats.
Okay.
Cats.
Dogs, cats. What about those huge animals with the big horns coming out of their head?
Oh, what are those called?
Longhorn steer.
Oh.
Yeah. And what about the sheep? Have you noticed the sheep?
Yeah.
Okay. What about chickens?
Yes.
Good. And what about Muscovy ducks?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm completely overlooking the fact you're not saying yes, sir. See, yes, these girls are new, and they haven't learned to say yes, sir, or yes, ma'am, all the time. And that's one of the things they have to do if they're going to make it to level two. Right?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Yes, sir.
All right. Listen, we understand, but that's why you start out at level one. Right?
Yes, sir.
Do you feel
sir.
Like the adults here are for you and wanting to help you progress, or that they're trying to stop and keep you in your place?
Help you.
Okay. I'm glad you feel that way, because that's definitely true. Is it easier for the adults to have a level two or a level one?
Level two.
Definitely. Tell me, is there anything that you're especially thankful for?
Being able to try new things that I would have never tried if I haven't have come here.
Good. Well, I'm glad you came. Anything you're especially thankful for?
For Jesus coming to die for our sins on the cross.
Amen. So. That's absolutely true. Now, I'm glad you know it. All right. God bless you both, ladies. Thank you for coming in. Okay. We have another student with us in the studio, and your name is?
Hannah.
You are how old?
I'm 16.
16 years old, and you've been here how long?
A little over a year.
Okay.
Last August is when I arrived here at the ranch.
All right. So you turned 16 here at the ranch?
Yes, sir, I did.
What was that like?
It was really fun. Our house was on house vacation, so I got to spend a lot of time on the water with my house dad's parents, and it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it a lot.
That's great. You live in a house with other girls, which you enjoy, and also you mentioned the house parents. Tell us about your house parent family.
I love them a lot. They are just so selfless in the way they serve the mentors, the students, and others on the ranch. I have a very special relationship with my house parents, and it's just so evident that Christ's light is in them and that he just shines so brightly through them, and I love them a lot.
That's great.
Yeah.
They've got some children that have been growing up there in the house with you girls.
Yes, sir.
They've got a daughter who is, I think, now, what, about
13
years old, my goodness. And they've got two little boys.
Yes, sir.
And the last one was born here after they'd been at the ranch as house parents for a while.
Yes, sir. He was born about 2 weeks before I came to the ranch. So we've been here about the same length of time.
That's great. That's great. So there's a sense in that home of family, isn't there?
Yes, sir.
That's
very
wonderful.
Much.
That's what we intend. Our goal is that this would be the farthest thing from institutional. And because it's not a place where kids who have messed up are sent to be straightened out. This is a place for kids who have a problem in their home that they did not create. And as a result, they come here needing a safe environment, a caring environment. And would you say you have found that in this place?
Yes, sir, I have.
Do you feel like the people here care about you?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Where does all that love and care come from? You already alluded to this when you described the house parents. But where does the love come from?
It all comes from Christ, because we love because he first loved us.
Amen. Now, you were already a believer when you came to the ranch. It's not something you discovered when you came here. But do you feel like you've grown in your understanding of the scriptures and the Lord's love for you?
Yes, sir, I have.
All right, good. Well, we want that. Talk with me a little bit about what you're studying in school.
I currently am a sophomore in high school. I think one of my favorite classes that I have here is physics. Mm-hmm. That's normally a junior class, but I chose to do it this year, and I enjoy it a lot. My physics teacher is wonderful. I'm so thankful I have the privilege of being one of her students. I'm also learning about American literature with your son.
Great.
And I really enjoy ranching. That's a lot of fun. They question
what ranching? What are you talking about? What do you do in ranching?
I'm able to ride the horses. We're currently working on trotting, and recently we practiced without our feet in the stirrup. But I love how the equestrian directors just so much incorporate scripture into just the way we ride, and that's just really cool. I enjoy it. Being around the horses is very therapeutic for me. It's just crazy how, like, the horses can sense how the student or how the person is feeling, and they, like, mirror it back, and it shows how well they're able to read by the way that they move as we ride. And mm-hmm. So I think that's really cool how God designed horses to do that.
Amen. Amen. And we've had many students for whom that has been a pivotal aspect of their therapy, because virtually all the kids who come here have been through trauma of various kinds. And so when they begin to interact with this animal that's a lot bigger than they are, and they discover, my goodness, that animal has insecurities, and that animal needs direction, and that animal needs discipline, mm-hmm. and wow. And the reason that the horse is being given direction is not because you're mad at the horse. It's because you want to help the horse do the right thing. And this begins to click in some students' minds that maybe the reason I'm being given direction is because they want to help me do the right thing that's really better for me if I do the right thing.
Yes.
So do you feel like you are learning to take direction and trust those in authority over you?
Yes, sir. It's a continual process, but yes, I have.
Good. Well, I'm glad. Anything you especially want to express thanks for?
There's so much to be thankful for, even things that I can't put to words. Right now, the Lord has just been reminding me of his sovereignty, and I'm so thankful for that. That even in the things that I walk through or other students here at the ranch that I get to be a part of or see them walk through, like God is still sovereign in all of it, and his hand is orchestrating everything for our good because he calls us according to his purpose. And so I'm really thankful that even though we can walk through difficult things or walk through really great things that just seem to not be a big deal in a sense, but he's with us every step of the way, and he reminds us who he is daily if we ask him to, because he does not hesitate to make himself known. And I've seen that a lot throughout my life, even when I wasn't a believer. Like, there were just things, as I look back on my life, things that he made himself known in. And I often pray for his will in my life and for the wills of other people, but also that he will know me. There's those things that I'm thankful that God chooses to see us. He chooses to know us. And in that, I could just so clearly believe that God sees me, and I know part of that is by the way the adults and the students, they love and care for us. Like, the adults, they love us so well. They choose to come here and to help serve us kids. And so I'm so thankful that they chose to walk in obedience of what the Lord called them to do.
That's great. I'm glad that you're here and that you're enjoying it. And we're glad that the Lord is revealing himself more and more to you, and that you know increasingly that he does see you and know you and love you. Well, folks, that's it for this year on Thanksgiving's celebration. Last night and tonight, we heard from some of the children at Wares Valley Ranch. I hope that you will indeed pray for these kids. Pray for the staff who work with them. There's a lot of spiritual warfare here, and we can only do what we do through the power of the Holy Spirit. But God is at work, and lives continue to be changed. And one of these days, I guess we'll have on a bunch of alumni, because we do have a bunch of wonderful folks. I was talking with one this week who was saying that he prays for the ranch still every single day, and that he's so grateful for what God did in his life and in his siblings' lives and in his father's life through his time at the ranch. God is working. And if you are being bombarded with negativity in the news because there's a lot of horrible stuff happening, I hope you'll take a few moments to listen to the good things that God is doing. He is still the same, and he's still saving lives. All right. Well, folks, I just want to encourage you, if you have not already been to the Wares Valley Ranch website, please go to wvr.org and watch the 3-minute video on the opening page. And if you're wondering, you know, what is this really all about? We're happy to hear from you, to answer any questions. Our financial records are an open book, and that's very important at this time of year when we're praying that God is going to provide what we need for the coming year. We don't take any government funds. We've never borrowed a penny. And therefore, we are entirely depending on the Lord to see us through. Less than 5% of the income here at the ranch comes from the families of the children. And so without your help, we're not able to do this. But God has faithfully put it on the hearts of listeners like you to say, I want to help the ranch take care of those kids. So let us hear from you. We've got our 866 number, 41ABIDE, 866-41-ABIDE. And if you go to the website, you can give securely. Let us hear from you. God bless you. You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE. Or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.